Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Apple bottom jeans, jeans, garbled twistery, the fourth candidate for the vice presidency.
Yup, it's 1804, it's Garbled Twistery, and it's time to look at the man who wears jeans and wears them honestly, Levi Lincoln. Does he have all the chops to be a totally rad vice principal? I don't know, let's find out. So, this dude was born in Hingham, Massachusetts. Hingham? Really? This is getting weird already. His dad was a blacksmith guy, so that means people would show up straight out of the Shire and his dad would hit their helmets with a hammer and stuff. And his dad would try to pass the hammer to little Levi, but that kid's nose was always in a freaking book. So he sent his kid to Harvard and was all like, I don't know what to do with him, just take him or whatever. So the Harvard peeps did that, and Levi started learning how to do... Say it with me. 3, 2, 1.
Lawyer stuff!
Lawyer. So yeah, he was doing his thing, but then a bunch of Concord grapes got bullet holes in them, and our guy was like, bullet holes? Bullet holes? I want a gun, let me shoot some teacups. So he joined the militia, and they gave the guy a gun, and went on some cool adventure to shoot some British peeps in Boston. But Levi was all like, quote, this is getting boring. Guns are boring. I need a book. I'm out of here, unquote. Yeah, he dipped after like 3 seconds, did the limbo, passed the bar, and started up his own Coolio Dulio lawyer practice. Oh, and he got like all the clients right away, because apparently all the lawyers in the town where he put his billboards up were freaking loyal to the crown and straight up dipped when they saw all these angry Yankees running the streets. So yeah. He was getting all the clients, and it was making the guy famous, so when Constitution Con came around in Massachusetts, they let him show up to the party. He even helped write the Massachusetts Constitution, and he ended up super rich with a whole lot of land, and he freaking joined the Academy of Regular Picture Arts and Sciences. Anyways, so one day, Levi's in his lawyer office and a black dude shows up and introduces himself as Luke Kwok Walker. Quote, listen, lawyer man, the feds are trying to accuse me of some assault and they're calling me a runaway slave, but I know that's some BS because the Constitution that all you white people signed literally last year says slavery really shouldn't be a thing anymore in Massachusetts. I'm suing. Unquote. So Levi helped Mr. Walker out with some cases and made some big wins. And if the new rules about slavery didn't seem clear enough to the salty slave owners, these court cases put that freaking nail in the torture coffin. So yeah, Levi helped end slavery in Massachusetts. I mean, at least on the book slavery. So yeah, this guy was the real deal. A genuine hot shot. Everybody freaking elected him for Continental Con, but he was like... Nah, I'm busy, lol. So he didn't show up to that one. But he did end up in the Massachusetts House of Raps and the Massachusetts Senate. He liked the Senate more, so he stuck around there. So what were his politics? Well, at first he was a Federalist, but like that was only because all his friends were doing it. Then, when Tommy J started causing that Democrat-Republican ruckus, Levi was like, hey, I like this guy, and turned full Jeffersonian-crat-Republican. He was constantly trying to get into the big boy House of Reps, but Dwight from the office kept kicking his tuchus every time. But then Dwight changed his mind and wanted to go full Senate, so Levi finally got a seat in the big house. Whether he got it fairly is debatable, though, because like 70% of the time he did not have a majority of the votes during them job interviews. Just saying. But he wasn't even there for all that long, because literally a year after he got in the big house, Tommy J was all like, hey, yo, Levi, I'm giving you a promotion, bro. You're gonna be the AG. How did Levi get promoted to Attorney General? Tommy J's secretary of the dollar bills gave the guy a shout out for being a hotshot lawyer, man. But, like, the attorney general is basically still a part-time job at this point, so he spent a lot of time working for the Democrat-Republican agenda. You know, keeping a pulse on how everybody was feeling in New England and reporting to Tommy about it. But you see, Massachusetts, where his office was like, literally the hub. Like, everyone and their grandma was a Federalist. So it's no surprise that when Levi was out there pushing these opposing agendas and even going so far as to make a newspaper to counter the other Massachusetts newspapers, that those newspapers would start talking mad nonsense about Levi. Even in church, the pastors would be in there yelling about how Levi jeans are poisoning the youth. But Levi wasn't sweating it. All he had to do was write a tiny little pamphlet that said, quote, "I don't really understand why you Federalists are bringing politics into God's condos," unquote. Savage. He damaged some church careers with that pamphlet, y'all. Okay, so Tommy's homeboy, Billy Madison, needs to show up to be the secretary or whatever, but he's running very late, like months late. So that means our boy Levi is the substitute teacher secretary of state. And it was during this time that the members of the kitchen cabinet that Johnny A. forgot to bring with him but totally intended to bring to the party in the White House are coming forward all like, "Hey, we were hired by Johnny A. And now that Johnny A's gone, Tommy Boy over here is trying to make it seem like we weren't hired and stuff. Probably because we're Federalists." Like, there was this whole court case about it. Some dude named Mary Berry filed the lawsuit, and guess what? Levi Lincoln was called to the freaking witness stand. And what did homeboy do? Quote, "Look, this was a really long time ago. I need to answer these questions, and I need time to do it. So can I, like, plea the fifth and get back to you?" Unquote. I know, so shady. So the next day, Levi comes back and answers all the questions, except what freaking happened to those commissions, to which he answered, "Gee, I don't know. Maybe Billy Madison over there didn't get them at all. I don't know." Yeah, you can bet your bottom dollar the Federalists dragged him to filth in the newspapers for needing a day to remember everything except the most important detail. Jeez Louise. Meanwhile, in Georgia, a big fat scandal was happening that the freaking governor was in on. Like, basically, there was this secret society that had infiltrated the freaking state government, and their sole purpose was to make money selling land. So they started selling a bunch of Native American territory to a bunch of people in the same areas for a low price, and, like, the governor signed a bill that allowed for the sale of 40 million acres of land, and entire companies were being built on it. It was a whole freaking racket. And when it was time for President Tommy Pickles to stop all that racket, Levi was one of the people he commissioned to hashtag handle it. What a crazy issue to have thrown on your desk. Imagine the paperwork. What other issues did Levi get mixed up in? Oh yeah, the African pirates. Yeah, I forgot to talk about this, but there were these four African nation state places that the US was paying to, like, not do pirate things to the trade ships. But when Tommy became Prezzy Wezzy, the U.S., like, had a nice little navy at that point. So he stopped paying the African pirates, and the Ottoman Empire was not happy. So they started plundering the U.S. trade ships like nobody's business. So Tommy had a meeting in the kitchen cabinet, and everybody pretty much thought it was wartime. Levi was all like, "Wait, you just can't go out and declare war. There's a process, and Congress has got to do it, you fools." But nobody was listening. Tommy freaking sent the Navy without even getting the go-ahead from Congress. Shame, shame, shame. Oh, and there was also another time when Levi had an idea and Tommy threw it in the trash. Remember that Louisiana Purchase thingy? Yeah. Remember how Tommy was worried about how it would make him look constitutionally terrible because he didn't negotiate the deal himself? Well, Levi was around, and Levi's idea was to disguise the purchase as an expansion of state land. But, I mean, as we know, Tommy rejected that nonsense and just straight bought the whole thing like a mom in a rush on Black Friday. So yeah, at this point, Levi is tired of being Attorney General. No, not because Tommy keeps rejecting him. No, he just needs the break. He needs a little vacation. But I mean, it's 1804 and he might not get it because this election is coming up and he could be the VP. You never know. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, why just frames are important, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email's Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon now. So if you go to patreon.com, find Garble Twistery, and become a patron, you can gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon exclusive bonus content. I know. Exciting. There are more details on how this will work on the Patreon page. But wait, there's more. If you become a patron of $5 or more, you will get full access to an entire Patreon exclusive season titled Garble Twistery, A Second Look. Ease episodes will primarily be remakes of my earlier, slompier episodes, along with many entirely new episodes to tag along. And now, per tradition, I'm giving you the standings of the current bonus episode suggestions. Spider-Man, $5. The Haldimand Affair, $0. The Northwest Indian War, $0. Benedict Arnold, $0. The Newberg Conspiracy, $0. History of West Point Academy, $0. History of Ohio, $0. Odie Judge, $0. Your patronage could totally go to one of those if you want, or you can bring whatever topic you wanted to the mix. I'm serious. If you want to make me talk about the history of sock puppets, I'll do it with your patronage. Anything. Or you can offer your patronage just to see bonus content. That's cool, too. All you gotta do is search for Garbled History at patreon.com. Anyways, next time, we're looking at Vice Principal Candidate number 5. It's another John, but his name's weird. It's Johnny Beckenreckit Ralphenridge. Get excited, but be careful not to break the internet over it, okay?
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Levi Jeeds are poisoning the youth.